there. Let's follow Joey in the story of Abraham.
Daddy, can we travel on for another story?
We sure can, but we better hurry. So much is happening. Here we go. Look, Joey, there are the tents again. Those are Abraham's tents. And look over there. There he is at the door now. He looks so excited and happy. Hey, let's listen.
Eliezer! Eliezer, my trusted servant! I want you to be the first to know we have a baby boy. God has kept his promise. He has given Sarah and me a fine son. We've named him Isaac.
Praise Jehovah! He has remembered the faithful prayers of Abraham. May God's peace and blessing be continually in your family.
Thank you, Eliezer. Thank you. As my steward, you will have a lot to teach my young son as he grows up.
Well, there goes Eliezer from tent to tent with the news. And notice, Joey, all those cattle and sheep out there in the fields, they all belong to Abraham. And someday, they will all belong to his son, Isaac. Look, the sun is setting. It's getting dark.
Do we have to leave?
No, not yet. The stars are coming out. Hey, look over there at the hill. There's Abraham again. He's climbing up the hill. Doesn't he look majestic? Looking up into the sky, he must be talking to God.
Oh, Lord God, Jehovah, creator of heaven and earth and all that lives and breathes. The son you promised me is here, and I rejoice at your love and faithfulness. With your help, we shall raise him to honor, love, and serve you. Oh, the stars above remind me of your promise for my son's future children and grandchildren. They shall grow in number to be like the stars. Best of all, through this promised son shall one come who will be a blessing to all the nations of the earth. He must be the purpose for the birth of my son, Isaac. Thank you, O Lord, for the gift of this son.
Joey, the son that Abraham is talking about is one that will come through Isaac's family much later. His name will be Jesus of Nazareth.
The Bible says, he who has the Son has life. This Son is the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have him? You can. Just invite him into your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive all the wrong things I've done and make me a child of God. Thank you for dying for me and giving me everlasting life. Amen.